Welcome back, everyone, to Inside ECAC Hockey. Bernie Corbett, pleased to be joined this week by Mark McGowan, senior centerman for the RPI Engineers. Mark, thanks for taking the time to come on the program this week.
Yeah, no problem. Thanks for having me.
Well, Mark, it has been a struggle recently for the Engineers, but now coming into the final weekend of the regular season, the second season, the playoff season, it goes right back for everybody, back to the same level and the same page. And I'm sure you're just hoping to try to gain some momentum facing Clarkson and St. Lawrence.
Yeah, absolutely. I mean, it's been a kind of a roller coaster here this season for us. But, you know, everyone making the playoffs, we're just excited to get the opportunity to compete for a championship. And I think everyone's just excited just to, you know, get ready for it and yeah, like you said, like build some momentum and just get confident in ourselves again.
Last weekend, you had a couple of close ones on the road. Never easy going up to make that trip to Ithaca and Hamilton. As you know, being a senior and being around the ECAC circuit now for a while, you had a 2-2 draw up at Cornell that I would think would give your team some confidence here moving forward, although you did fall to Colgate.
Yeah, absolutely. I mean, Cornell's always a tough place to play with their crowd and their team. It's always a battle, so it was big for us to at least get that point. But again, you know, we had the 2-0 lead. We really wish we could have held on to that one, but that's just, again, part of the learning process. You know, we're learning what it takes to win in the playoffs, especially in a building like that. And then the next night, I felt like we played pretty well. It's just a couple of breakdowns, and Colgate's a dangerous team, so they took advantage. But yeah, I think this past weekend was good for us. So we gained some confidence and some belief that we can win.
Well, indeed the case. And you mentioned about it really has been a roller coaster of a year. You being a senior, being around college hockey now for 4 years, it is a long season. And I know that RPI from seeing your team play back at the end of the first semester, it has been a season where there's been some injuries. There's been some guys that are in and out of the lineup. And I know that it's kind of an elusive situation for your team this year to try to get everybody in the lineup at the same time and have everybody healthy at the same time.
Yeah, absolutely. I mean, we've had a lot of injuries, a lot of sickness, added on to a really tough schedule for us. So
yeah,
we haven't had a full lineup we have for a while now, so we're starting to build something coming into the playoffs. But yeah, I mean, anytime you get a bunch of guys out, it's hard to develop the chemistry that you need and to maybe put forth your best effort every single game.
What about the challenge this weekend, Clarkson and St. Lawrence? You got a Clarkson team that you still have an opportunity to catch in the standings right now. RPI currently sitting in ninth with 15 points, Clarkson with 18. A little extra motivation there that, you know, with a couple of breaks and a solid performance, you could make a bit of a move in the standings here coming into the playoffs.
Yeah, absolutely. I mean, especially since they both beat us a couple weeks ago, so we're looking for some revenge there. But I mean, if we can get the sweep and pass Clarkson, then get that home ice for that first round, that'd be huge for us.
And once again, being a senior, you know that playoff hockey, completely different perspective, and just the fact that every team can have the opportunity to go back and start right from square one again. All of a sudden, everybody is right back on the same page.
Yeah, absolutely. I mean, we've seen year after year, there's always that one or two teams who maybe didn't have the greatest season, but then comes out hard in the playoffs and just squeaks out a few wins and makes it to the tournament. But yeah, I mean, that's what we're hoping to do this year. We're starting to gain some momentum, and we think it can be a dangerous team to play against in the playoffs if we play the right way. And, you know, we're starting to build our confidence and our belief that when we do play that way, we will win. So we're just excited to get going.
Mark, you've had the opportunity recently to play on a line with fellow senior Jacob LaLiberté, and also, I believe, with one of the younger players on the team, with Kenny Gillespie. What about the current configuration of the line and what you guys are bringing to the table working together?
Well, I mean, Jacob's obviously a highly skilled player, really smart with the puck. I mean, he can score, he can pass. He's kind of the brains, I guess you can say, of the line. But Kenny is just a physical presence. He's really good at protecting the puck down low. plays hard and tough, and then I kind of try to just do everything I can, whether it's contribute offensively, defensively, just be hard to play against, control the puck, you know, win puck battles, just trying to, I guess, inspire my teammates, you know, blocking shots and winning those battles is always huge. So that's something I'd pride myself on, and I try to contribute.
You mentioned about Kenny. He's a physical presence. I mean, you're a pretty big guy in the middle, but Kenny at 220 pounds, he provides, as you mentioned, pretty good strength there, making those plays along the wall, in the corners, and so forth.
Yeah, absolutely. And when he's on his game, when he's confident, he's tough to play against. But so yeah, when we're on, our line can be pretty dangerous for us, as with any line on our team.
Absolutely. And looking here, of course, to the final stages of the regular season, and then on to the playoffs. You know, whenever I'm talking to the seniors at this time of year, probably strikes you as just amazing at how quick those 4 years can go by. And I want to point out that you've had great success in the classroom, a real student athlete, with management and finance being your concentration, and you've really made the most of your academic opportunity there at RPI.
Yeah, I've been fortunate enough to come to a great school and have the opportunity to work for not only an undergraduate degree but also a graduate degree. So it's been a lot of hard work and a lot of time invested, but it's paid off.
Well, it certainly has. We certainly commend you for that. You mentioned from your undergraduate pursuits in business and management, now moving on to graduate pursuits, and winner of the Founders Award of Excellence, honored with that academic award at RPI. So overall, I'm sure a pretty good decision coming down from Toronto and to have an opportunity to get a great education as an engineer.
Oh yeah, absolutely. It's been a fun 4 years. I just want to cap it off with the championship here in my last year. That'd be nice.
Absolutely. Want to wish you and Coach Appert, the rest of the engineers, the best of the luck. Best of luck here, Mark. In as you mentioned, a little bit of a revenge factor to try to get even with the boys from Clarkson and St. Lawrence, your two opponents this weekend, wrapping up the regular season.
Absolutely. Thank you very much, and appreciate you taking the time.
Absolutely. We appreciate your time this week, Mark. Mark McGowan, the senior centerman for the RPI Engineers out of Toronto, Ontario, as the engineers get ready for the challenge of Clarkson and St. Lawrence, wrapping up the regular season and looking toward the postseason here on Inside ECAC Hockey. We'll be back.